Ivan the Iron. Have you heard of Ivan the Iron? Oh, he did think himself tough. He was in the blacksmith shop, and the blacksmith left him on the anvil. You know what an anvil is, do you? Big iron thing that they hammer the horseshoes on. They left him on there. And Ivan, at 2:30 in the morning, he started rattling up and down on the anvil and saying, I'm the greatest. I'm the strongest. No one can do anything to me. I'm tough and strong. And he rattled up and down, and all the tools hanging round the side of the blacksmith shop started to groan. He's off again. Big braggart. And Molly the Mallet, she said, if you don't shut up, she said, I'll bonk you one. So he said, you can't hurt me. And Molly the Mallet jumped down off the bench, and she jumped up on the anvil, and she gave Ivan the Iron such a whack, nearly broke her handle. And all he did was laugh. He said, you can't hurt me. And Clifford the Cold Chisel, he said, I'll come and cut you up. And he hopped down and he called Harry the Hammer down. And Harry the Hammer, well, he said to Terry the Tongs, come and hold the chisel up and we'll cut him in half. And so Harry the Hammer was bonking on Clifford the Chisel, and Terry the Tongs was holding the chisel. And Ivan the Iron was saying, you can't hurt me. Then Ralph the Rasp, he said, I'll scratch your eyes out. And he hopped down and he started scratching up and down on Ivan the Iron. And Ivan was saying, stop tickling me, stop tickling me. And then Paul the Pliers had to go. And then Victor the Vice, he came down and got him in a grip. And Ivan the Iron, he just said, you can't hurt me, I'm too tough for all you. So they all went back into their place again. And Ivan the Iron rattling up and down on the anvil. You know, Beryl the blow lamp. She said, I've had enough of this. And she said to Mike the Match, she said, light me up, will you? So what are you going to do? She said, I'm going to settle that fella. And she hopped down off the bench and she's come here, she said, I'll give you a cuddle. And with a blue flame, she wrapped herself round Ivan the Iron. And he went, cool. And first of all, he went blue. Then he went red. And then he went white. He said, stop it. He said, stop it. You'll melt me in a minute. And she said, look, are you going to stop making a noise? But he said, if not, I'll melt you all over the anvil. She's blowing her blue flame all over him. And he was getting hotter and hotter, whiter and whiter. And soon he would be melting all. He said, stop it. I won't make any more noise. She said, all right then. She moved away. Are you sure you're not going to make any more noise? And he went back red again. She said, no, I won't make, don't melt me. If you melt me, I'm finished. She said, all right then. She got back up on the bench and turned the gas off. Terry the Tongs came down and picked him up and dipped him in Bert the Bucket. The steam went up. They laid him back on the anvil and they said, now you shut up. He didn't make another sound all night. You know, all those different tools, they all tried to do a thing in a violent way, didn't they? They tried to cut him in half, they tried to rub his nose off, they tried to do all sorts of things to hit him. But the one that really got him, defeated him, was a soft blue flame. And you know, there's something in the Bible that we are told, it's not violence, it's not might or strength, it's something warm and powerful. Do you know what it is? Here's a clue. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And love, we're told in the Bible, is as strong as death. It's as strong, and yet it's a soft thing, isn't it? Love is soft, but it's strong. So next time you see a piece of steel and think you can't do anything with it, you remember Beryl the blow lamp and that lovely warm flame that got the victory. And don't forget, if you can't get through to someone, try loving them. That's what Jesus did. He loved us. And that's how he got through to us, with his love.